The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Ferrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
So I finally, after a terrible day at Carver High, just an atrocious day of bad luck, except for my picks, which I hit a ton of. The TV show crashed. I never did the TV show. And then my Metallica mic stand broke for, I have no idea. I just don't even know how it broke. I mean, I just moved it 1 inch and it just snapped in half. I was like, maybe it's seen better days or something. And then that pretty much ruined my day. And then I just got actually a day saver, a retrieval of the day, with the news that I do not have to take the young gun to school tomorrow at 7 a.m. because he has a doctor's appointment that 34C will be taking him to at 9:30 in the morning. So he does not have to go to high school tomorrow. And thus, that's my job, taking him to school every day, which is a nightmare to begin with that you'll be enjoying soon enough for yourself, Carver High. Where every day of your life you become an Uber driver, taking your kids to school. You might already be doing that with your daughter. Yes. I guarantee your daughter's like day school is not quite like the 5,000 students at this school. I mean, this thing's like going to the airport. It's so bad. It's like, this is like going to JFK, going to this school. So it's the most unbelievable nightmare ever. And the fact that I don't have to do it tomorrow, I mean, it's sexual at this point. I mean, literally, I don't have to get out of bed tomorrow morning. I mean, I am just like, you have no idea what that, I mean, I am just sleeping in. I mean, sleeping in to me, it'd be like, if I slept till 8:30, it would be a miracle. Because I get up at 6:30, right? So if I slept till 8 or 8:15, 8:30, I mean, that to me is like, I mean, that's like another day of sleep. And I'm literally, and you don't get any sleep. So what would you do with an extra 2 hours of sleep? I mean, that's like Gandhi. I mean, my breath's bad enough at 6:45. Imagine when it'll be at 8:30.
Anytime you can get a couple of extra Z's, it is very much helpful. So that's good for you. Very so you helpful. Got some good news today.
It's a big
you got
day.
Some good news.
It's a big day. It's a big day. So do you think I should send? I think I should send the video to Haro. I think I will.
Yeah, he's already video. Like, I'm going to sleep right now. Like, he's like acting like he's like jet lagged or something because he flew back from Phoenix last night.
Oh, God.
Here he's always go. Got
so,
some
so he's. Let's see if I can send this to him. I'll just do it anyway, whether he likes it or not.
I would just do it anyway. He's up. He's going to watch this USA-Canada women's gold medal game. He's staying up for that.
Like, I just want to say that, I think I should send it to you, too, don't you?
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Carmen Rye wants to see the violence of Bob Knight.
I remember that spot. I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
It is unbelievable. Like, one minute he's just the calmest thing ever, and the next he just absolutely turns into Beelzebub. Here's a shot of the Crypto.com Arena, our favorite place on earth, Garbright. We welcome our radio affiliates to the program, including the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego, California. Yay. Near Tijuana, do you wanna? Also, SiriusXM, our favorite friends in the satellite world all across the Southern Hemisphere. Channel 159 is our home there. Check out our shows. Like, today's Coast to Coast show is fantastic with all the problems we had. Hope you tuned in for that one. And then Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces all over the globe. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. Anyway, we try our best to be great every day, and sometimes technology interferes with those plans. It was one of those days today. I was very upset today, very upset. Oh, could you tell how upset I was when you saw me on the monitor? Like, when you saw the screen, well, you saw me sitting there through all that?
I could tell how upset you were because, you know, usually if we have a problem and I have to take over for you, it's not a big deal. Like, it's like, I'll just keep moving along, doing what I'm doing. We were in the type of spot in the hour where I really couldn't do that because I thought you were coming right back on. I didn't know that this was going to be like a permanent shut it down for the day type of thing. So unfortunately, in that last segment there, that last long segment in the first hour, I'm sitting there and I see you on. I see your levels moving. I'm waiting for these guys to let me know I can bring you back in. And I'm just doing an awful job trying to stall while all that's going on because I don't want to blow through all the material because if you come back, I want to get your thoughts on the college basketball tonight. You know, that's what I'm waiting for.
Right. Oh, there goes Anthony Davis. He's done. He's done. Oh, he just landed on his ankle. He's finished for the year. Done. Writhing in pain. Done. He's on the ground. Here he is again. There goes another 2 months. I mean, this guy gets injured when the wind blows. He done. Wow. They're going to carry him off the floor tonight. Anyway, keep telling your story.
I'm just saying, I could see you in the monitor there going nuts, and I'm on the air just dying because I don't want to go ahead and blow through the material. I'm trying to stall through the college basketball, and it was just it was a tough scene. It was a real tough scene.
Yeah, I was ready to go, but they weren't ready to let me back on the air because of technical issues. They thought that it was not going to work. And so they wanted to get to the bottom of the problem before they let me back on the air. So I had to just sit there and suffer. It sucked. All right, I'm telling you, I just saw it. Like, they took Davis to the locker room. He's finished. I'm not talking about tonight. Tonight he's done automatic. But, I mean, he's finished for a while. I mean, he just rolled his ankle so bad. I mean, it looked to me like he broke it. It looked like to me like he broke his foot. I mean, his entire body weight all went, landed on, and it just went snap. You're going to see it tomorrow like 1,000 times. They're going to show it again because it's so gruesome. It's just automatic. He's finished. At the very least, it's a high ankle sprain. He's out six, 8 weeks. If it were Kevin Durant, he'd be out 4 months. Kevin Durant never plays, ever. He never plays basketball. All they ever tell us is all he wants to do is ball and play video games.
Yeah, right.
The reality is, in Portuguese, what that means is all he does is play video games. They pay him $35 million, whatever, and he never plays. I mean, he never plays, ever. And I mean, he's worthless. And Kevin Durant, worthless. So is Kyrie Irving. He never plays either. I can't even believe they won that game tonight. I can't even believe it.
They asked Nash.
I bet on him. I bet on him to win, and I got him +3.5. I swear to God. So today, with the show getting canceled for me anyway, you finished it. Good job. Thanks to you. But, you know, I think I should, at the very least, go through all my plays.
Yes.
Documented. They're all on PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's not like I these are the ones I would have given out today on Coast to Coast, right? Don't you want me to do some of that?
I think it would be good.
All right, so I hit the Nets, 111-106. They got it done. So I hit that game. The Spurs, how about this? Spurs 114-106. I got, I lost by a hook. I had the Thunder in 7.5. Can you believe that? Spurs win. I had the Thunder 7.5. They lose by 114-106. So I lose by the hook. Unbelievable. I had the T-Wolves. They lost. I hit the Blazers spread against the Grizzlies. They beat them 123-119. I hit the Bulls. I hit the Bulls by one. The Pistons beat the Celtics. I got burned on that one alive, roasted alive at the stake. I hit the Hawks. And right now I'm on the Jazz. And they're beating the Lakers 53-46 at the half. Oh, now they're in the third, whatever they are. Or what is it? Is it the half now? Just now that it hit the half? I think so. And then Rockets Suns, 105-99 Suns. I'm on the Suns, but they're not. I mean, there's 6 minutes left. Doesn't look like they're not going to cover 15. And then Warriors Nuggets.
The half, so.
Yeah. Who was?
The Suns were down.
Oh, it's 105-101 now. They're not covering tonight. You know, they played last night, so they're not covering tonight. Warriors up 63-54 on the Nuggets. There you go. So let's look at college basketball in terms of what happened tonight. All right, so in terms of, like, the ranked games, the top 25 games tonight, let's see if I can get that. I'm on Purdue. They're up 6 with 20 seconds left. The number's 5. I got them laying. Baylor, Texas Tech's beating them, 81-73. They're going to beat them. So Baylor's going to lose and not cover the 1.5. Gonzaga's playing Pepperdine right now. The game just started. So it's 10-6, so I'm on Gonzaga. I hit Rutgers outright to beat Illinois, 70-59 Rutgers. I hit Alabama, and I had Mississippi State 5.5. They lost by 5, cover by the hook. I had UConn to win, and I had Seton Hall with the 6, and they lost by 5. I covered that. I think it was 6.5. And then Auburn, it pushed at 14 with Vandy. I had Vandy, and it pushed. And I had Auburn to win, so I hit that side of it. As for the rest of the games, I have all those as well. I hit, let's see if I can get this right. We'll go down to the games. Here we go. I hit Miami, laying 2. They beat Louisville by 7. Notre Dame won. They did not cover. They won by 4 in overtime. Notre Dame won tonight. They'll lose in Winston-Salem on Saturday against Wake Forest. Watch. LSU I hit, and I hit Georgia. Let's see, wait. They did not cover the 17.5. I think they lost by 19. Pitt covered the 13.5 for him against North Carolina. Loyola wins by 2, but they did not cover. St. John's covered for me. They hit 86-73 over Xavier. Let's see. St. Bonnie. I had St. Bonnie to win. I had UMass plus 11. They lose by 12. Drag. Oh, I had George Mason minus 2. Cover in overtime. I had Furman by 13. They covered. I had Mercer, and they won and covered. Wofford and Citadel. How about this? Wofford, I hit, and I went with Citadel with the 5. They did not cover. They lost by 7. Drag. GW, I had, getting 4. They won against Duquesne in Pittsburgh, 73-52. Let's see. St. Louis, I hit, laying 14 over LaSalle. That covered. Marquette, I hit. Also, Drake and Evansville. Let's go to that. Drake wins. Had Evansville on 16. They did not cover. Let's see. I had Temple plus 4. They covered. And then I had Moorhead laying 10. They won by 8. They did not cover. Now, these are the games going on. Purdue's up 5, laying 5 with 7 seconds left. Texas Tech's up 10. They're going to win and cover. Boise State's up 14 on Air Force. Boise State up on Air Force. I have Air Force and 10.5. There's 14 minutes left there. I have Boise to win, Air Force to win. Cover the spread. Fresno's up 2 on UNLV in the first half. Gonzaga 14-9 over Pepperdine. Those are the only games going on tonight remaining in college basketball. As for the NHL, I hit the Panthers in overtime, a winner over the Canes. That was one of my favorite plays. I have the Avalanche going. I hit the Flames. Well, they're up 4-1 after two periods. I think they'll get that done, at least I hope. Up 3 goals going to the third. And then I lost the Wild. I took the Wild in for Winnipeg, and the Jets beat them 6-3. How is, you know, no score. They're in the second. How is Jack Eichel look? What number is he?
He is number 9.
So is he getting a lot of shifts? Is he playing a lot?
I watched the first period. He looked pretty good. He was moving well. He took an awful penalty. But he's out there with some of their top guys. He's noticeable on the ice. Let's see if we can get something from him here tonight.
I also noticed a lot of fans in the stands wearing Eichel jerseys.
Yes. Already a fan favorite.
How's that possible?
Canada scores here 8 minutes in to take a 1-0 lead over the United States. Of course, the women's gold medal game.
Is that going on right now?
Right now on Big NBC, first period.
Really?
Yeah.
First period. I kind of had a feeling they would actually beat us this year after we beat them last time. Did you have a good feeling about them beating the Canadians again in the final?
They usually play them extremely tough. It's very back and forth, coin flip games. Canada a little bit better than them this time. They're reviewing this, by the way. Maybe they'll take this goal off the board here. Ooh, we got an offsides here, Scotty. If that's offsides, that's going to come back.
Well, that's what we need. I'm rooting for them. I think it's great. I'm not sure anybody cares. Is anyone watching? You can't tell me, like, seriously, that that's some kind of pretty brand of hockey, Carver High.
No, I mean, look, it's a different game. I mean, we sit here every night and we're watching the NHL. That's the best in the world. You know, it's a different game.
Yeah, it's a different game, all right. I just turned the channel. Listen, you can say whatever you want. Good luck to them. I hope they win. I'm rooting for all of them. I really am. I just, it's hard for me to get into it when I watch. You said it best, when I watch the NHL. I mean, it's that simple. I got to be honest with you. I don't even think, you know, the men's tournament is, it does absolutely nothing for me either. Because
they
don't have the best players in the world there. They don't.
All the hacks are in it this year, so it's...
That's right. So it's just not even good.
And it shows you how much of a crapshoot it is with U.S. and Canada both going out in the quarters in that tournament now. So.
Well, and it's none of the best players in the world are there, and so I could care less if they lose because we already know that they don't have the best players in the world on the team. They have a bunch of college kids.
Yep.
Now, I get it. I was around... I saw the 1980 Olympic hockey team win gold. I saw that with a bunch of kids, right? It's just so different now compared to
them. It's different. They were playing professionals. It was different. It was very different.
It was very different. They don't. It's not the same now at all. It's just so, I don't know. I hate to say it, but it's like meaningless. You can't even argue it. Like, you... I will bet my life that you didn't even watch one game from start to finish.
For what? This
Olympic
hockey?
Did you watch a full men's game?
No, not one. I didn't watch.
And I'm just guessing. I'm guessing, and I'm right.
I didn't watch 5 minutes of it.
Well, I just watched 90 seconds of the women's game.
I've watched this whole first period so far. I'm going to stay in this, but I also... I got juice on this
game. I watched highlights of like snowboarding and skiing and but I never watched. I'm being honest, and this is not any reflection on anybody. I'm just saying I have not watched 1 minute of the Olympics.
Well, you're not alone, believe me. And I said this the other day to you. I think half the country didn't even know they were going on until the Super Bowl ended and they sent them out to the mountain and the bobsled. I don't think anybody knew it was even happening until Sunday night.
I mean, I truly believe that it might be the greatest waste of time ever. It's the greatest waste of money and time ever. Now, people will say I'm mean or something, and all these kids train their whole lives for this. And I'm not really sure I believe that. Half of them do drugs and get away with it. I mean, isn't the Olympics now a joke? It's a joke now. You can't even argue it. It's absurd how many of them fail doping tests and still get to compete. I mean, it's beyond reproach. You can't even justify it. But I am telling you, I don't know one person on earth that watched a minute of it. Seriously, I was like thinking to myself, you know, maybe because I know we won like some snowboarding event. We finished gold.
Who cares?
I was like, maybe I should watch a little of the Olympics before it ends. But doesn't it end like Friday or Saturday or something?
Yeah, it's almost over. It's done.
Well, it's finished. It's over, and I never watched 1 minute of it. And that's probably the first time in my life that I didn't watch some kind of something from the Olympics. You know what I mean? Like this summer or winter, I've always caught some of it. Now, remember, you're talking to a guy that has gone to 4 Olympic Games. I've gone to 4 of them. And I've covered 4 Olympics. I've been there. And it was magnificent being at the Olympics. There's nothing even remotely as cool as going to the Olympics for me. You know, I wish I went to the World Cup. I think it's the greatest sporting event in the world. I think the World Cup is better than the Super Bowl. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is just the greatest spectacle on earth. I think the Super Bowl is the most overdone steak ever on the grill. I mean, it is just overcooked. They just run with that thing. I mean, it is so ridiculous, the Super Bowl. It's so out of control, the Super Bowl, with the coverage of it, with, like, you know, 6 hours of pregame show and just people just knobbing these teams. It's so embarrassing. It really is. Don't even tell me I'm wrong. And it's just overcooked meat is what it is. The World Cup, they don't even need to do that. They don't even do it. They don't even have to do it. They just don't have to turn it into the Oscars because the World Cup speaks for itself. It's the greatest sporting event in the world, whether you like it or not. Bar none. I'm not even wrong. You can't even argue it. It is the most intensely huge sporting event in the world, bar none. There's nothing that the Olympics don't even compete with it. Not even close. The World Cup is the greatest sporting event in the world. That's all there is to it. I would love to go to it. And I mean, every day for like the whole month.
Gonna get our chance.
Well, do you think they'll let us go to the World Cup at Sports Grid?
No, but I mean, there'll be a couple games at MetLife. We'll have to get in for one of them no matter who's playing. I don't even care who the teams are. I just want to go to the game.
Yeah. But isn't a lot of it in L.A. and stuff, too?
Well, it's going to be at, I believe, it's 11 or 12 different sites throughout the country. And MetLife will be.
Wait, the Olympics are going to be in L.A. in 28.
The Olympics are going to be in L.A., yes.
The Summer Olympics are going to be in L.A. in 28, right?
Who cares? Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind going to that because I've been to all the other ones. And I just like being in L.A. Did you see that in L.A. that we were there and it was 85 degrees and that I sent you a story today, right? Like that, yes. Right when we left, it turned to 60.
Yeah. What was that about?
It was freezing and raining.
Brutal.
Did you see that? Like right after the Super Bowl, they had like a winter freeze and rain, like a huge storm. And it went to 60. People were freezing their asses off. They didn't know what to do with themselves. But when we were there, it was 88 degrees.
It was smoking when we were there. It was great.
You know, like tomorrow here, it's going to be 60 degrees in New York City.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be 60 degrees, but tomorrow night we're getting 60-mile-an-hour winds, like tornadoes and lightning pouring rain. And like they're saying we're going to get so much rain tomorrow night that we're all going to die.
Like, look, it is what it
is. The world's ending again. Lee Goldberg's, the world's ending tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, the world's ending.
You can't deny it.
The world's ending, and the radio show, we will probably won't even be on the air.
You can't deny it. This global warming.
We can't do shows when it's raining.
It's true, man. And I feel like the New York area is like the epicenter for it. Like, it's like, we went from 60 on Saturday to snow on Sunday to frigid to 60 to 60-mile-an-hour winds. Like, this is no joke what's going on here.
Oh,
it's no
God,
joke.
Dude. We're getting, like, tomorrow night, they're saying Thursday night into Friday, we're going to get, like, literally a typhoon. But tomorrow, it's going to be 65 degrees in New York City. I kid you not. Like, there's going to be people taking their clothes off. It's going to be like one of those days in Central Park where everybody goes out and thinks they're cool and everything. They sit down on the grass, though, and then they get wet underwear because they think it's like 65. It's so nice. I'm going to sit down. And then they get like a little, saucer of just wet, dank underwear.
Yeah, that's the worst.
When you sit on the grass and you get the wet underwear, it's the worst. It's almost like I won't say it. I'll probably get fired.
Yeah. If you're on the line of something that can get you fired, I probably wouldn't say it.
Yeah, because we wouldn't be able to dump it. Thank you. I'll be here all the week. Anyway, I didn't watch 1 second of the Olympics. Not 1 second.
Well,
I just watched the women's hockey for 90 seconds. That was the most I've watched of anything. And I got to tell you, I turned the channel back to that Avalanche game faster than you can spit. And then when I'm not there, I'm on the Lakers and the Jazz real quick. Oh, and you know, the Lakers are the, like, absolute worst, and I'm still watching them. Like, I still watch the crappy Nets and Knicks, who both are hairdryer city, and I watch that game tonight, too. I'd rather watch the crappy Nets and Knicks. They both suck. Do you know that three of the last seven games the Knicks have played, they've blown 20-point leads in three of the seven and lost?
Nuts.
They were up 20 tonight. They were up 30 tonight. They were up 18 in the fourth quarter, and they still lost. How in God's name are you up 18 in the middle of the fourth quarter and you lose the game?
Embarrassing.
I mean, honestly, how bad do you suck?
Embarrassing.
I mean, how bad do you suck? And you know what I keep hearing? I heard this loudmouth on TV today. People can figure out who that is. And he said, you can't blame Tom Thibodeau for anything. He's dealing with the hand that he was dealt. He has no talent. Please. I don't want to hear it. They have all kinds of young talent on that team. They really do when you think about it, right? Mitchell Robinson blocks tons of shots. Quickly's good. Grimes is good. Obi Toppin is good, right? Like, I mean, and don't tell me Randall's old. He's not old. And he's hot, by the way, over the last 2 weeks. He's starting to, you know, have big games, triple doubles and stuff again. He's starting to play like he did last year. So I don't want to hear they don't have any talent. I really don't. They just flat out suck. All right, so they're in the third. Flames up 4-1 of the Ducks. Avs and Knights are scoreless in the second in Vegas. I'm trying to watch that game. And still watch the Lakers and Jazz. I got to tell you, Carver, I just want to get your opinion. The Panthers beat the Canes tonight 3-2.
Yes.
And, you know, the Canes could have won the game. They were up 1-0. They were up 2-1. And then the Panthers scored with a minute left. And then they beat them in overtime on the Ekblad goal. But on a saucer pass to, you know, the neutral zone. And then he just skated in all alone and went backhand and beat them. And it just snuck it under his arm. There was a save in that game by the Panthers, Carlson. Did you see that save where the Bobrovsky was out of position and the puck got by him 100 miles an hour? Guy Carlson slid through the crease and it hit his stick and he made a save.
Yeah.
They're going to be showing that. They're going to be showing that all day tomorrow.
Tremendous.
That's top 10. That was like one of the greatest saves you ever saw in your life by some player that had no business making that save.
Tremendous play by him. The unfortunate thing for Carolina was they missed the empty net in that final 2 minutes by inches twice. I mean, inches. It didn't go in. Shooting it at the empty net from the other side. And then Florida was able to find a way. Tied the game with a minute to go. Boom, Ekblad, right at the start of overtime. Finished. Good night. Shut the door.
I have to tell you, it's pretty, to me, it's really about, is it not about Colorado, Vegas, the Panthers, and Lightning? Isn't that what it's about this hockey season? I mean, one of those four teams going to win the Stanley Cup. Am I wrong? Is anyone beating those four teams?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that we know about the NHL is that you do get some upsets here and there. But at the end of the day, for the most part, the team, the best team at the end does win. We saw that with the Lightning the last 2 years. We've seen that in years that the Penguins have won. The best team usually ends up winning. You get some upsets. Maybe the team they play in the final is a surprise, kind of like with Montreal last year against Tampa. But usually the cream rises to the top, as we like to say.
Do you believe that the Panthers can win the Stanley Cup? And Avs just scored. I thought it went in. That was a goal. I don't know what is happening here, but that was a goal. I got to see this again. That was like, are you watching this?
I'm going to put it back on now.
Believe that the naked eye, I must have missed it, but it looked like a goal to me. I have no idea how that didn't go in. I have to see it again to see it. Here we go. Gerard on the left circle down to the goal line, slides it across in front. Landeskog shoots it. Oh, and it did not go in. It was behind. It got behind the goalie. It hit the post. And it just stayed along the goal line and never went in. It never went in. That's crazy. I just think, look, I know you were going to say, like, the Panthers have to deal with really good teams, like the Lightning and who else is it that they have to worry about?
Well, I would put the Lightning right there as who they have to deal with. But, look, the Penguins are pretty damn good, too. The Penguins are in first place.
Yeah.
They're in first place.
Yeah, they're good.
So they've got. Here's my worry with Florida. I put a really big premium on playoff experience and guys who have done it. Now they lost last year to Tampa. Got a little medicine there, got a little taste. Will they get back there and beat Tampa again? I don't know. I don't know if they can beat Tampa in a playoff series. They probably need to get a break and get somebody to take Tampa out for them.
You don't think that Pittsburgh could beat Tampa or Florida in a series, do you?
Pittsburgh can beat anybody.
They can beat anybody.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're going to the Cup final. I'm saying, could I see them beat any of these teams in a 7-game series? Yes, they absolutely could.
Okay. I can live with that. I do think they're the third best team in the East. In other words, I think it's the Panthers, Lightning, and Penguins.
Yeah.
And I think it's the Carolina, it's Colorado, Carolina's and Vegas there. In the West.
I think Carolina's there as well in the East. I do have to put Carolina. But their goaltending sucks. Their goaltending sucks.
They always find a way to lose.
Yeah. They won't be there at the end. In fact, if the season ended today, Carolina would play the Rangers in the first round. And they've had some success against the Rangers the last couple years, but I'd bet my money on the Rangers to win that series.
You would take the Rangers over Carolina?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I think the Rangers are really good. I think Carolina's better.
Yeah.
I really
and they are a little more tested than the Rangers. This Ranger team hasn't been to the playoffs in a while. So they need to get a taste for the first time, too. I could see Carolina. That would be a toss-up series for me. Carolina probably slight edge, but I like the Ranger goaltending better.
I think the Rangers remind me of, like, the Knicks. They were a four seed last year, and then they went out. Bye. The Rangers haven't been there in a while. I could see them going and failing. You know what I mean? Like this Carolina team's gone on. They've had some playoff experience. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Tonight, I bet on the Panthers because I didn't believe in Carolina to win the game, even on their home ice, and I hit the bet.
Look, the big storyline that's going to be going into the playoffs this year is, can Colorado finally get it done? Because they've been the favorites for like 2 or 3 years in a row now, and they always pike in the playoffs. Is Colorado finally going to get it done?
I mean, they're really good, right?
Yeah.
So they're a really good team. So if they don't get it, you know, in my opinion, if they don't get it done this year, which would be 3 years in a row that they failed miserably, then they got to break the team up.
Yeah,
they can't keep paying these guys all this money and not winning.
I still don't believe they have the goaltending. I still don't believe it.
In Kemper.
In a big seven-game series, I still think that Vegas will beat them again, just like they did
and
last year.
The European
year.
Kid backing them up. They got Kemper and the European kid.
Yeah, they'll lose to Vegas in a seven-game series.
Vegas is very physical and big, and now they got.
But they've piked the last few years too. I mean, Vegas goes out, they beat Colorado last year, and then they lose to Montreal. I mean, that was awful last year by them.
I cannot believe Montreal made the Stanley Cup final.
And the year before that, they lost to Dallas after a big win. You know, they lose to Dallas in the West final the year before that in the bubble. Like, Vegas has piked the last few years.
Look at Montreal now. I mean, they're the worst team in the league.
Embarrassing.
I can't believe how badly they piked. I mean, I bet against them every single night of the year. I never bet on the Canadiens once the entire season. I bet against them every night, ever. Every single game I bet against them. And I'm literally, what did they won, 8 games? Do you realize that the Thrashers won 11 games their expansion season? I mean, Montreal's like worse than them.
They're embarrassed.
That was the worst team ever, the Thrashers. This team's just, they're worse than the Thrashers. It's a miracle. I'll no longer be the voice of the worst team in NHL history.
Here's honestly the thing that's going to swing everything for me is where the Flower goes. Because if the Flower goes somewhere that just needs a goaltender, that could be huge. And I'm telling you, place Minnesota, you know, Talbot hasn't been awful, but you're not winning a cup with him. If Minnesota put a guy like Flower in between the pipes with the team that they have, they could be dangerous in the West.
Fair enough. I agree with we had the guy on, and we talked about the Avalanche. They're not trading for Fleury, is what he said. They're not going to go get him.
Yeah, the Avs aren't trading him for him, but somebody's going to get him. I don't think Chicago holds on to him.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is the way Chicago's playing.
Yeah, this team could never do it salary cap wise, but if Toronto ever got Flower, that would change them. But they don't have the room to do it.
They can't do it under any circumstance.
I mean, their cap is just it would be a very, very tough thing for them to do. And I know Campbell's played well. But you know that would put Toronto at another level if they added a guy like
Fleury. They're going to blow it again, aren't they? I got to tell you, they're another team. I forgot to mention them. I'd say they're fourth to me. There's the Lightning, Panthers, Penguins, and Leafs. Those are the four teams.
But the Leafs never win in the playoffs. So
they never win.
And here's their other problem. With the format now, they're going to play either Tampa or Florida in the first round. There's no way around it. They're going to play either Tampa or Florida right out of the gate.
Hey, what's the deal? What is this 3-on-3 league starting? Does that have something to do with the NHL?
I'm not sure. I didn't listen to that gentleman that day. Are they doing something with that on TNT right now?
No, not at all. I heard something the other day about some 3-on-3 league.
Yes. There was somebody actually at the media center at Radio Row pushing that. It's like a big three. Yeah, it's like a big three, but a hockey version.
Wow. X-rays on a negative on Anthony Davis' right ankle, diagnosed with a sprain. He'll be reevaluated after the All-Star break. He has an ankle sprain. He rolled his ankle so bad, I'll bet my life he's out 6 to 8 weeks. That guy, did you see him crank his ankle tonight? You're telling me there's nothing wrong with him? I just don't believe that for 1 minute.
He'll be out. He'll be out forever.
He's saltwater taffy, bro.
He's soft.
Oh my God. He's like chewy taffy, son. Chewy
never
taffy.
Plays.
Never. And you said it best tonight that Nash is like, don't expect Durant back. Kevin Durant should just retire. He's incredible when he plays.
After the All-Star break? Yeah, well, I wouldn't expect it.
He's incredible when he plays. He really is. You know, those 10 games he plays a year. Honestly, I play more basketball than him. Without a doubt, I play more basketball than him.
Yeah, he just wants the ball.
He wants the ball, except I do ball. I ball so much, my onions got swollen. I mean, honestly, I went to see Dr. Gardner today. He told me that's how I got it. He's like, you just played too much basketball with your
garage
swinging in your underwear. You need to. He's like, you need to tighten those up, son. I was like, okay. And he says he watches us. He likes the show. He likes. Not only does he watch it, he listens to it too. Like he if he's not able to watch it, he listens on the radio. Like millions of people, you know what I mean?
That's a good thing.
It is, but it's a rough morning having someone, you know,
open the garage door.
Well, you know, just go in the garage and then take out a couple grapefruits out of the fridge and just, you know, slice them up and cut them up. It's difficult, you know, and to put some sugar on there. The sugar stings. I mean, LeBron's got 16 in this game, but he looks like he'd rather be anywhere else, like in a hot tub or, you know, like at the Super Bowl cheering on the Rams. Or how about he looks like he's ready to run the parade, try to get the Dodgers and Rams to have a dual parade. Or, I mean, you know what he's going to show up next at is LeBron's going to show up at the Ukrainian border to run the NATO efforts against Russia and the war. It's starting. He literally pokes his nose in everything, doesn't he?
He's qualified for that, I heard.
He is the greatest player maybe that's ever played. He's going to break every record ever. But he's so painful now. I mean, he's just become such a... He's everywhere. Is he hosting the Oscars with Amy Schumer? I mean, I can't keep track of all... I mean, what isn't he involved in? He's literally... Is he the president?
That's why he went to
States
L.A.
Now, because Biden's just a wax doll. He's like, I mean, he's senile. Maybe LeBron's the president. Maybe he's calling the shots. Maybe he's in charge of the economy or oil prices or inflation or the latest variant of the Hanta. He's probably maybe he's the health inspector. Maybe he's the surgeon general. He's everywhere. I mean, to tell you, this guy is so busy. I can't keep track of it all. I know I have a meeting tomorrow at 2:30. The Warriors are up 91-85 on the Nuggets with 9 minutes left. That's thrilling. The Suns ended up beating the Rockets by 3. They did not try to win that game. They just won it anyway. and I have to tell you, late night, Gonzaga 45-29 on Pepperdine. See you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast for Carver, I am Pharrell. Good night from New York.